Lee Shepherd is a US taxation lawyer who specialises in multinational corporations and transfer pricing. She joined me a short time ago from Los Angeles. Lee Shepherd, the latest numbers from Australia suggest that Apple shifted around $9 billion in untaxed profits to its Irish headquarters over the last decade. How much do you estimate governments are losing in potential tax dollars from companies like Google, Apple and Microsoft?
We don't really know. I mean, all we can do is sort of look at the big numbers that we get from the securities filings they make and extrapolate tax numbers from that.
Well, one of the numbers that's come through is that Apple Southeast Asia reports only 1% of its $15 billion turnover as profit. How realistic do you think that is?
Realistic in what way? I mean, I understand how they get to the 1%. This, what you're looking at is U.S.-style tax planning. And the way that you would get a very low number like that in a local affiliate is that you would design the local affiliate in such a way that it got only a little commission. You know, let's say you had an Apple product and you made it for $5 and you sold it for $100, okay? And that's those numbers are not out of whack in proportion because these are very profitable products that are fairly cheap, you know, physically to produce, okay? Now, in a normal buy-sell situation, in the old-fashioned situation, more than 20 years ago, what would have happened is a local distributor would have bought that product for $5 and sold it for $100 and reported $95 of profit in the country of sale, right? That's the answer you want to get to, right? Well, what the U.S. multinationals have done is they have taken that $95 stream and they have chopped it up into bits and they have put bit here and bit there and bit everywhere. There's lots of bits that they've chopped it up into. They've sort of compartmentalized it and they have put that income in different places. The value of such a product is really not in the plastic and glass, right? It's in the protected intellectual property. It's in the patents. As income, that could be represented by a royalty. What Apple and companies like it are doing is they are arranging themselves in such a way that the royalties go through Ireland to places like Bermuda, where they're not taxed.
Is there any legitimacy to this intellectual property fee that these tech companies are using to shift their profits?
Well, sadly, yes, because, you know, Australia and the other G20 countries and the members of the OECD, they've all signed tax treaties. And the tax treaties say, well, you know, you can deduct, you know, and your tax law says this too, you know, that a company can deduct royalties and it can pay royalties to itself, essentially. And sometimes you have a treaty that says you don't withhold tax on that either. You know, the world system, the euphemism for it is the international consensus, says that all these little affiliates are treated as little separate economic actors. And that's how you get the crazy results like Apple going through Ireland and sending profits off out of other countries.
It's interesting that it's countries like Ireland, though, that are facilitating this tax minimization.
Well, Ireland, you know, some of the countries that do this, some of them have done this forever, like Switzerland and the Netherlands, and Ireland is kind of new at it. And Ireland, somewhere along the way, because they're English-speaking and most of these big multinationals are American, somewhere along the way, Ireland does get some employees and stuff out of this.
Australia's Treasurer is pushing for action to tap this tax globally. He wants the G20 to support moves on this at this year's meeting. What does need to be done in order to ensure that these companies can't shift their tax?
Well, you know, let's get back to Ireland, okay? Well, the English, a couple of years ago, got so nervous about Ireland that the Conservative government decided that they had to cut their corporate income tax too. And what you're seeing on behavior on the part of some companies is kind of a beggar thy neighbor policy. And so what you have going on in the G20 and what you have going on in the tax part of the OECD is you do have all these big meetings and big powwows about, and the same thing, mind you, is that's happening to Australia with Apple. and other big American companies. It's also happening to France and Germany and Spain and all those countries. Apple is stripping income out of Germany, France, you name it, okay, just like they do out of Ireland, okay?
So shouldn't these countries get together?
That's what I'm working up to, right? Shouldn't they get together and say, we're going to do something about these various tactics, right? Well, Europe is still Europe, and there are still, you know, these beggar-thy-neighbor policies going on. You know, so yes, in part, the European countries are, through this OECD initiative and through this G20 initiative, getting together and trying to cooperate and trying to say, we don't want to put up with this behavior anymore, and we are going to take steps to stop it, but let's put a big caveat on it, okay? Germany and France and England, they also have very big multinationals themselves, and they don't want their multinationals to get hit by these rules. I mean, you have a situation which is very interesting.
So what do you think is the likelihood of getting global action on this?
Well, you know, it just depends on the question. How doesn't it? Because there's certain things that Apple does that are going to get dinged as part of these projects. This mostly as part of the OECD project, because the G20 doesn't, you may have noticed, they don't get down into the weeds of detail. They just say, well, we would like, you know, less of this behavior, okay? Because in some of these countries, the population has heard about this, and they're sitting there with their, you know, American product in their hand going, why isn't this vendor paying taxes in this country? But so the G20 can only really talk in general terms. And then when you get down to the level of the OECD, where the tax administrators of these countries themselves get together, that's kind of where the rubber meets the road.
That's Lee Shepherd, US-based tax lawyer, and an extended version of that interview will be available shortly on our website.